We're a week and a half away from Halloween. The presidential election is 2 weeks off, and you are right on time for a new week of CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azus. Let's go ahead and get started. First up, protesters in Lebanon, including one former prime minister, are speaking out against Lebanon's current prime minister. They want him out of office. Lebanon is home to around 4 million people. It's located in the Middle East, on the Mediterranean Sea, right next door to Syria. Some observers are concerned that the violence that's been going on in Syria could spread to Lebanon, or that it has already. Last Friday, a car bomb went off in the Lebanese capital of Beirut. 3 people were killed, including the country's intelligence chief. Syria spoke out against the attack, but some Lebanese officials blamed Syria for it. Yesterday, after the intelligence leader's funeral, protesters fought with security forces in Beirut. The crowd threw rocks. Police used tear gas to break up the protests. Several people were reportedly injured.
Is this legit? Someone is officially recognized as a saint when he or she is canonized. This is true. In the Roman Catholic Church, canonization is the act of recognizing a saint.
The Roman Catholic Church recognized 7 people as new saints over the weekend. The canonization ceremony included some history as well. For the first time, a Native American was named a saint. During a special mass in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI and other worshipers celebrated the new saints. The Pope praised Kateri Tekakwitha for living a life of service. Tekakwitha was a member of the Mohawk tribe, sometimes known as Lily of the Mohawks. She converted to Catholicism and served as a nun. This week is a special time for another world religion. It's Hajj, one of the 5 main observances of Islam. Millions of Muslims participate in Hajj every year, traveling to the city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Fanula Sweeney has more on this annual tradition.
Its name means to set out for a place, and for Muslims around the world, that place is the holy city of Mecca. The Hajj has begun for millions of Muslims, with pilgrims making their way toward Islam's most sacred site, a cube-shaped building called the Kaaba, located in the Grand Mosque. For daily prayers, Muslims face this structure from any given point in the world. They are also required, if able, to make this pilgrimage at least once in their lives, and then walk 7 times around the Kaaba, counterclockwise, in a ritual called the Tawaf.
Islam is beautiful and we are beautiful. We love all people, we love all countries.
The Grand Mosque's gleaming minarets soar skyward. Pilgrims hear criers perform the daily prayers from these towers, calling the faithful 5 times a day. Fanula Sweeney, CNN,